Alexis Taylor and Joe Dodderd lead our guest today. Hot Chip, two rather bookish British lads who transformed themselves into Hot Chip, the leading purveyor of left-of-center dance music on their debut full-length album, The Warning, which was on the shortlist for the prestigious British Mercury Prize this year. Today, the band is going to play the equivalent of an acoustic session with a vintage Casio keyboard that it turns out has been the basis for a lot of their songs. We'll also be able to hear the distinctive difference in the voices of Alexis Taylor and Joe Dodderd. To start, I asked Joe if he had indeed recorded The Warning in his bedroom.
Half of it was made in a flat that myself and another member of the band, Felix, owned, and it was done in the kind of living area, and then the other half was made in my bedroom of the house that I lived in with my parents when we were growing up, and it's the same bedroom that we made Coming On Strong in. It's a very small room that we used to sometimes rehearse in, and once even got a full drum kit into. My neighbours really don't like me.
There's a big egg mark on the window that's never been cleaned off from when somebody threw an egg at Joe's window after he was playing music too loud.
I was coming up with a really good bass line at about 12:30 at night, and I thought it was great, but obviously this person didn't.
Well, seeing as this is such a quiet session, I thought maybe I'd play one of the ones that you're... Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do the title track of The Warning? Is Hot Chip coming on strong on The Warning with definitely be fearful of these. You guys are such a contradiction. That is such a funny song when you meet you guys and you get to figure it out.
In retrospect, it's weird.
I don't think any of us is in any Always way capable of breaking anyone's legs.
Right. That's the chorus of that song. Who comes to Hot Chip shows? What are they like?
Really, real weirdos.
It's a real cross section, actually. Yeah, we've got
mainly thugs since that song.
It's a lot of young ladies we find
increasingly. Yeah, that's
they're drawn towards a particular member of the band who's not here today because he's with one of them.
Well, what I hear about the live shows is they are they're certainly less contained than the albums. They're a lot rowdier.
That's definitely true. We thought it's more fun to see a band that just does something kind of different. It's a lot of electronica acts. You go and see their show and you can kind of just hear the album a bit louder. And we wanted to do something that was really live, and you could really see people banging stuff and playing stuff. And so we don't use any kind of, sequenced melodies, and we don't have like a backing track and that kind of thing. And that was like a real aim of ours.
And today, of course, it's something completely different. So I want to hear some, be great to hear some versions of songs from the new album, but I understand some new things you want to do?
Yeah, we're going to start with a new one that Al has heard once in the last 5 minutes, maybe. it's called Whistle for Will.
Our minds are kind of on new songs because we're coming to the end of kind of touring for this record and thinking about the next one, so... This is nice for us to be able to play some.
Hot Chip are playing live in our studio today, and that's a brand new song. So brand new, they were teaching each other the song before I walked in the room.
That's the first recording ever of it.
And you heard it, Whistle for Will. Alexis Taylor on Casio and vocals, Joe Goddard on whistle.
On the whistle.
And
on
Al,
mouth.
Al Doyle on guitar. You guys are kind of legendary for finding instruments, finding in junk shops, finding discarded kind of early electronic things. Is this Casio a good example of that?
Yeah, this one came from Finland, and maybe it's the like third one I've bought of this keyboard. Not always because they break, but just because we like to have more than one of them. Sometimes because they break.
We this particular Casio is on probably 90% of all Hot Chip songs.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's usually like the same two sounds.
Which two you want?
Piano, which we can't hear at the moment, but now we can. That's a piano. And, the synth brass.
Classic.
Yeah, and then one song, we have the chime.
So yeah,
there's something kind of precious about these sounds, these old sounds. They're kind of wonderful. They harken back to a whole completely.
Yeah, it's a lovely sound, and it complements our voices. We find kind of nicely, and it's also what we like about it is it doesn't attempt to sound too realistically like a piano or something. It has kind of its own sound that doesn't sound like it's badly copying something else. Yeah, it's one of a kind.
You want to do something from the latest album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're going to do Boy From School, right?
This is And I Was A Boy From School.
This was the way back.
I got
said this was the way back. We don't have long. We don't belong. We didn't have long.
Really beautiful. That's an acoustic version of And I Was a Boy from School. As Hot Chip is playing live today on the World Cafe. Alexis, you've done some kind of solo, I don't want to call them singer-songwriter gigs, but solo.
I'm a singer and a songwriter. just done like maybe four or something. Just trying out some new songs that maybe are more like this mood, and that we haven't found a way to do in the live set yet. They're just kind of experiments, really.
And when you would bring that over to Joe, to Al, when you start working together on it, what happens? Because that's what's kind of amazing is a lot of dance music is very linear and doesn't have a song structure to it. And you guys kind of put song structure inside of that whole thing.
Yeah, I think it seems often like a, you know, the first thing that someone does when they want to make a dance track is, you know, they make a kick drum and then, you know, try and fit a few kind of words around that sometimes they seem like an afterthought, you know. But, yeah, you know, we try and, you know, marry the two things kind of nicely. Sometimes Lek will bring a song, you know, the words and the music to me, and we'll work on producing it together, or sometimes we kind of just sit together and play keyboards and see what kind of comes into our heads. And, you know,
we're quite open about what the songs can be.
You want to do something, finish up with something from the morning?
Yeah, this next one is the first song off our
album.
Current album. Don't worry, don't worry.
That's Careful from the album The Warning by Hot Chip, a acoustic version of that. And that does contain warnings within it. So
yeah,
that kind of brings us full circle, and it's one way or the other. Thank you guys for playing live today. It's intriguing to hear these songs in this form. It's really great.
It's nice for us to do as well, actually.
Hot Chip, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.